Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, over in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Scripture says, "But the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought." I misquoted that. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." If you look these words up in the Greek, did you know the word that says helpeth? I'm probably going to miss this, but it's something like parakletos. And it's a compound word, and it means this. It means to take hold together with us. In other words, the Holy Spirit doesn't do it for you. The Holy Spirit doesn't intercede for you. And you can't do this on your own. This is beyond human ability. But when you start to intercede and pray, then the Holy Spirit takes hold together with you and supernaturally energizes your intercession. But if you aren't interceding, He doesn't do it for you. You can't do it without Him. He won't do it without you. It has to be a combination of the two. The Holy Spirit and the benefits of the Holy Spirit in your life don't operate just automatically. If it was all up to God, every person in here would be prosperous, healed, joyful, anointed, victorious, and knowing God's will, because all of those things are true for every one of us. But we have to start and draw on this power of the Holy Spirit. It flows through us. He works with us. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20, Ephesians 3, 26. Matter of fact, maybe I ought to look this up so I don't mess it up. Ephesians chapter 3, what I'm looking for is, "Now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think." Where is that? 3:20. "Now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think." Notice it says, according to the power that works in us. God, some people will quote this and say, "God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think." That is not true. It says it's according to the power that works in you. No power working in you, God cannot. You could say will not. Doesn't matter. He is not going to do anything unless there is some power working in you. You have to believe. And then God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that works in us. But just to say that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think is not true if you just put your period right there. There has to be some power working in you. And then God supernaturally energizes it. It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is sent to give us absolute victory. Brothers and sisters, it's so powerful that Jesus said it's better than having me. Boy, that's hard to understand, but I believe it. The Holy Spirit is better than having Jesus with me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. It's better to have the Holy Spirit. And yet so many people are still dissatisfied. Reminds me of the disciples of Jesus who came to Him and said, Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." John chapter 14, I believe it's verse 7. "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And from henceforth you have seen Him and know Him." And they said, "Lord, show us the Father and it'll satisfy us." He just said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And they said, "Oh, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." You know what they were saying? "Jesus, we aren't satisfied with you. But you show us the Father and we'd be satisfied." If you aren't satisfied with Jesus, you're just too hard to satisfy. And if you aren't satisfied with having the Holy Spirit, who Jesus said was better than having Him, then you are too hard to be satisfied. I guarantee you, it's not because God left us comfortless. It's not because God didn't give us what we needed. It's because we haven't appreciated and esteemed and fully received the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, you should never have another bad day in your life. If you got a bad day, just go to cranking up the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues, edify yourself, build yourself up on your most holy faith and get over it. You know, some of you will disagree with this and you'll think that I'm lying, but this is my testimony and I'm sticking with it. That I haven't been depressed in about 36 years. 36, 38 years. I don't get depressed. I don't believe in being depressed. And I know some of you are thinking, well, you just haven't had my problems. Oh, my problems are bigger than your problems. You know, I remember when they told me that my son was dead. And I started to have the same discouragement, the same fear, the same sadness, the same grief that any of you would have had. But you know what? I know that the Holy Spirit is given to comfort us in all of our tribulation. And Jesus bore my sorrows and carried my grief. And I said, I am not going to grieve. And I just started praising God. I started thanking God. I started just out loud. You can ask Jamie. We were on our way driving into Colorado Springs. It was an hour and 15 minutes for us to get up and drive into Colorado Springs. And we just started praying in tongues. And all of a sudden, I started glorifying God and praising God. Faith rose up on the inside of me. And praise God, when we got in, my son had been dead for 5 hours. Was stripped naked, put a toe tag on, and put in a cooler. But he woke up. And he got up. And praise God. After being dead for 5 hours. And I didn't know that he was going to come back from the dead when I started praising God. But what I'm saying is, some of you that think, well, you haven't had anything depressing happen to you as a reason you aren't discouraged. I've had lots of discouraging things. I've had a lot of depressing things happen to me. But I've decided that that's not who I want to be. And I know that the Holy Spirit comforts me in all my tribulations. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. So that I do not have to have sorrow the way that this world does. And because of it, I started speaking in tongues and building myself up. And that encouragement pushed me into a realm of faith that God gave me a word and my son was raised from the dead. I've got a granddaughter who's the joy of our life. We have a great time and she was born a year after this. I wouldn't have had a granddaughter if God hadn't have raised him from the dead. All of those things happened because I drew on the Holy Spirit and didn't just let natural things have their course in my life. So anyway, I know some of you still don't believe that this will work for you. And you're sitting there thinking, well, you're an exception. But don't wake me up. This is what I believe. It's how I'm living. I haven't been depressed in 36, 38 years. I don't plan on getting depressed. Some of you think, well, you can't do it. I can't help it. I got a chemical imbalance. That's a lie. Was that too blunt? Anybody miss that? Oh, but you don't understand. I've got this chemical imbalance. I've got this. Not so. You believed a lie. You believed a lie. If you've got the Holy Spirit, the Bible says He comforts you in all of your tribulation. Either I've got to choose that the Bible is wrong or you're wrong, and no offense to you, but I choose the Bible. Amen. The Lord said, bless the Lord at all times. Psalms chapter 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Most people think, well, you can't do that. Psychology has crept into the church to where we sit here and criticize people. Say, you're in denial. I am in denial. I am denying my flesh to rule over my spirit man. I believe that I'm born again, and according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, I have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. They're in me in an abundance. They don't ever ebb and flow. Sometimes my perception of them ebbs and flows because I'm more dominated by the Spirit than sometimes dominated by the flesh. But the truth is, in my spirit, I've always got love, joy, and peace. And I've learned this. And so if I don't feel love, I go ahead and act like it. And I start drawing it out and speaking in tongues and communicating instead of letting my feelings dominate me. The Lord would have been unjust to say in John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. He would have been unjust to say that if you couldn't do it. Well, how do you do it? You believe in God, believe also in me. That's how you do it. It's faith. You believe God. You take authority. You draw on the Holy Spirit. You let Him begin to start comforting you. You let love, joy, and peace begin to flow. The Lord said in John chapter 16, verse 33, in the world you shall have tribulation. See, Jesus understood that we have problems. He said, you're going to have problems. You're going to have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He didn't say, in the world you're going to have tribulations. But for all of you that don't have a person die, you can be of good cheer. Or all of you that don't have a chemical balance, you can be of good cheer. No, He just told all of us. It doesn't matter what happens. Be of good cheer. Rejoice in spite of it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Not just when everything is going good and when it's easy. When you get in trouble, draw on the Holy Spirit. Start speaking in tongues. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. Use what you've got. You don't ever have to be depressed another day in your life. You don't ever have to be discouraged. You'll have depressing and discouraging things happen to you, but you don't have to give in to them. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world, if we would use it. Man, I'm trying to build a fire under you tonight that most Christians are acting like, oh God, we know that you can do anything. You haven't done it yet. You haven't done anything, but you could do it. Oh God, send revival. I had three women tonight ask me, said, would you pray for my church to have revival? And I said, I don't believe in praying for revival. They just looked at me and I said, that's implying that God is the one that causes revival to come or go. And that we can plead with God, and if God wanted to, He could just pour out revival. That's not true.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are being blessed through these teachings, and you see the benefit of it. You see the value of this. Wish that everybody could get it. You know, I feel called to reach the United States and the world with the gospel truth. And we are making major strides. We're now spending over $500,000 a month just in television and radio airtime. But I could easily be spending 4 times that much. There's that much available. We just need people to help us. If the Lord has blessed you through this program, I encourage you to become a monthly partner with us. And those of you who are already partners with us, praise God. Thank you for your support. And we just believe that we are going to reach out and cover this nation with the gospel truth.